Last on the superintendent's report, I wanted to give you, the Board of Education, and the community an update on the high school situation that we are experiencing in regards to racism at the high school, call it nothing else. I will tell you, I can't tell you, I guess, how disappointed I am that, you know, we have the three R's in place. Those are our fundamental core values, and reason, respect, and responsibility. No part of that has a most or a sum or a 75%, but it's all. All equals all. All students deserve, all staff deserve to be treated with respect, with reason, and responsibility. I can only imagine what this young lady is feeling. I can only imagine the difficulty that this young lady has getting up and coming to school. What I can assure her and her family, and we will continue to assure, is that school will be a safe place for her. And I hope that that proves itself out, because that's what we do here in Heartland, is we understand that there is an allegation, and we accept that allegation, and we take that allegation seriously. We take the time to thoroughly investigate, make sure that we look at what the concerns are, and determine the facts of the case. In this case, we are working in conjunction with the Livingston County Sheriff's Office to ensure that both investigations are side to side, so that when they're completed, we can look at it, go over it, make sure we didn't miss anything. So our high school administration continue to analyze these facts, continue to analyze the data that they're getting as they do the investigation. And unfortunately, we have students that we will need to put on an education plan because of some of the behaviors that they've displayed. But we've also got students that we will have to engage in the disciplinary process. And that is what we have to do, because it's the right thing to do as we work with all of our students to create that safe environment. When this is over, as we get moving down the road, the next phase for us is to regroup and to look at, no matter how well we thought we were doing, no matter how well we thought we were providing social emotional learning components for kids and abiding by our core values and teaching the EAGLES platform with empathy being number one, and the second part of E being empowerment for ourselves and empowerment for others. Sometimes we lack the ability to empower ourselves to help others. That's part of empowerment. And we need to step up to that challenge and teach our children that it's okay to stick up for others. And so that saddens me. It saddens me because we have to be in the same place at all times, taking care of each other and making sure everybody is treated respectfully. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I believe in that. Our district believes in that. And this is a road that nobody wants to go down, but it's a reality that we have to make sure that we address it, and address it in a fair and equitable way. I want to share a couple things with you as a board in regards to, and community, on what we've done to date to address these issues. Number one, as I said earlier, our staff will do a complete investigation and make sure that we turn no, we don't leave any stones unturned in regards to what occurred for this young person and what this young person may have had to endure. We will compare that to the Livingston County Sheriff Department's or office's report to make sure that we're consistent in the facts. We'll continue to respond to all allegations that students make quickly and effectively, and make sure that we are there for our students. Make sure that we reach out to our students on a regular basis. The high school administrative team will begin a process of pulling students together to have conversations about what it means to be a high school student, how it feels to be a high school student at Heartland High School, and what are their everyday challenges. And I know that our high school administrative team will do a good job with that. The high school is also putting together a group of individuals to begin meeting about what our next steps are. What have we learned that can help us to grow and be better at what we do and maybe better is not the right word, but certainly grow from this in regards to thinking that we're doing all the right things, but realizing that something went wrong. And how can we make sure that we address that as a community, as a school district? So we'll work on that. We had a conversation with the Office of Civil Rights. So we've invited the Office of Civil Rights to come and meet with us on Thursday of this week at the high school with a team of individuals to look at what resources, what conversations we can have with them about how we can go about building our plan for what are our next steps and what do we want Heartland to look like in the future. And I think that was the key conversation with the Department of Civil Rights is what do we want Heartland to look like? And how are we going to help ourselves get there? What resources can they give us to help us get there? We have assigned two individuals, Mr. Urich at the high school assistant principal and Mrs. Nicole Shinjek, our student support services coordinator, to the Linson County Diversity Council. Years ago, I was a member of the Diversity Council as a high school principal. After I was, after a while, we had Ms. Alice Lashbrook representing Heartland on the Diversity Council, and then something happened and it disbanded. So they're up and running again, and we'll have two members on that to ensure that we're looking countywide and making sure that we're all tapping into the same resources and approaching racism and gender inequities and all the things that come with what can be very negative experiences for children, to embrace them, to care about them, and to address them. So we'll work on that. We'll continue to work on spreading the word to our students on what reason, respect, and responsibility means. And I don't take that lightly. I know that some people might say, well, yeah, you guys talk about reason, respect, and responsibility lightly. It's not a light topic. They are real core foundational values that we have here in Heartland that have been here well before I got here back in 2000. We teach our students and our adults, and we try to model that practices of being reasonable when making decisions, being thoughtful and deliberate, looking at the unintended consequences before we make those decisions, and making sure that we make the best decisions possible. We make sure that we respect each other, and we expect that you respect each other, but the big piece that we sometimes miss in that respect factor that you hear me talk about at times is we have to respect ourselves. We can't respect others if we don't respect ourselves. And when I say respect ourselves, look at who we are, how we behave, and make sure we're treating others as we want them to treat us. We've all heard that golden rule many, many times. Continue to look at the EAGLES format and how we deliver our social emotional learning component and making sure that students are understanding that means something to us. Having empathy for others, having grit, making sure that we concentrate on achievement, connecting what we do to the impact it has on others. This is a good example. When we talk about LINK, how you act impacts others and how individuals act have impacted this young lady. We feel terrible about that. We'll continue to do that work and eventually come away with a plan that we can present to the Board of Education. I do recommend to the Board of Education that some members of the Board of Education volunteer to work with us at the high school on this committee. I think that would be a really important step for the Board of Education to be involved in that process and then create the plan and see where we go from there. We don't know what that plan looks like today. To expect that that plan is developed right now, I think it would be inappropriate, but give us time to have these conversations with outside entities and within ourselves so that we can build a plan that better addresses moving us forward. Again, understanding that we want to identify where do we want Heartland to be in the future, right? Later this week, I think what I'll do is during my, with my COVID community update letter, I think all of our community gets that from me as far as all of our parents and students get that from me and staff, is I will outline again the same type of process with them. I will let them know what we're doing, just like I did you now and for those listening. I also will share with them all of the things that we've been doing in the district over time, some takeaways that we have from the work that we've done over time. Sharing with them things like the fact that we do have an anonymous tip line called Okay to Say. All of the things that we think we had in place that made Heartland the place we want it to be based on our reason, respect, and responsibility, but something happened. And how we can address that better, and that is through creating that plan of action and what it's going to look like. So I will share that with the community in my new... Those listening, I also will share with them all of the things that we've been doing in the district over time, some takeaways that we have from the work that we've done over time. Sharing with them things like the fact that we do have an anonymous tip line called Okay to Say. All of the things that we think we had in place that made Heartland the place we want it to be based on our reason, respect, and responsibility, but something happened. And how we can address that better, and that is through creating that plan of action and what it's going to look like. So I will share that with the community in my newsletter to them this week. And again, know this community, this is a serious topic. We want to make sure every student that attends our schools feels safe and that the learning environment is a safe place for every child, every day, regardless. So thank you for listening to me. Thank you, community. And we will continue to move forward.